in Gloucester this morning for Roadshow number 7, and we have been welcomed by everybody in Gloucester. We had an unbelievable pregame last night at My Place by the Sea over in Rockport. The food was great. The company was great. We raised a ton of money thanks to you guys coming out last night.
And who was standing next to me? A woman told me last night that they have that DJ set up because there was a dance floor DJ every Wednesday night.
Really?
Days.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful, if you're looking for a great place to go eat, My Place by the Sea in Rockport, beautiful spot. I want to thank Jared and everybody at Sugar Magnolias, which is over on Rogers Street. Just brought over some great breakfast sandwiches. I want to thank Paul Brancaleone, who was here earlier and brought everybody a gift, including this right here, which he has named Bread Zeppelin 2. I got a little starter.
Oh!
For me and
sourdough Lance. Is back.
Active starter, by the way. It's active, and it's it's very active.
And it start for the Red Sox tonight.
Yeah, very, wow. Very active.
I pray you talk about it a fraction as you did the first time.
I stopped on the way up for a North Shore beef.
I saw that. Only had half. I saw.
Yeah, only a bite or two. But I went to King's Famous Roast Beef.
Oh, I walked past that place. Looks great.
Three way.
Yeah. Have you ever? You probably have never had a beef.
I've tried one. I did not like it.
You didn't like it?
No, Sonda loves them.
Really?
Not for me. Yeah.
Okay. Nobody. Everybody likes a beef.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I like a lot of the places offer pizza rolls.
Yeah. That's not a beef.
I know, but I enjoy the pizza rolls. So when we go, Sando gets a beef, I get a pizza roll.
All right. We are going to, as we always do, play Hill Notes back at about 9:20 this morning. You can leave one of those on the Odyssey app now on any topic. And let's get to Courtney into some of today's news.
I wish Wiggy was here to speak on this one because the prosecution rested their case in the Diddy trial on Tuesday and the defense is expected to deliver their closing arguments today and then deliberation will begin. So the jury has heard more than 6 weeks of testimony from 34 government witnesses, including ex-girlfriends, former employees, and law enforcement agents. Diddy has pled not guilty to charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, and transportation to engage in prostitution.
Okay, what are people saying, those who've been watching the trial or watching the jury? Are they expecting a guilty verdict?
So it's interesting because a lot of people I've talked to that are paying close attention think that he is going to be found guilty. Wiggy, however, yesterday said to me, I think he's going to get off.
Yeah.
Well,
he says that about everybody.
And he did get off.
He doesn't think anybody's guilty ever if they're a celebrity.
You know what I find, and it's not, they shouldn't be in jail, but like everybody that we watch and we look up to in entertainment knew all of this for years.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can you be a human being and know about how this guy is treating people?
Yeah, but that's been going on. I mean, Harvey Weinstein.
No, I know. I'm saying
about it's crazy.
But like the people that lecture us about morality know this about this guy and are silent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some changes to those attending Newton schools this fall. They are not allowing unvaccinated kids back in the classroom. So the superintendent of schools, Anna Nolan, said that the district's decision to reinforce state vaccination requirements came after a recent chicken pox outbreak in the district. So, I mean, if kids are getting chicken pox coming to school unvaccinated and then it's getting spread throughout.
Uh-huh.
But can't you only get chicken pox once?
But isn't it better to get chicken pox than to have to get the vaccination?
They used to have chicken pox parties, I believe.
Yeah, my mom sent me to my buddy's house when he had chicken pox when I was like 7. She's like, you should get it. I didn't get it. And I ended up having to get the shot.
Yeah. Huh.
How did you go? Were you the only one who went there and didn't get it?
Yeah, well, it was just like there was like 3 of us.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Were you like rubbing up against him?
No.
It's trans
7.
They were gaming.
Yeah.
Can I say something about Newton schools quickly? Newton is like the most expensive city in America to live in. Jess teaches there. They don't have air conditioning in the elementary school.
That's nuts.
Like, you can't get a condo for less than $1 million.
Yeah. You probably should. I mean, you know, back in my day, we didn't have it in the one-room one-room schoolhouse either, but they probably should have it.
The classroom was 86 degrees. Yeah. Who's learning anything?
Yeah, we didn't have it in my classrooms growing up either.
Yeah, we had a masseuse in Dover.
Okay. What's next?
Let's go to Nantucket schools who are banning phones. Curtis, you'll like this one. The school committee voted unanimously in favor of Nantucket High School and Cyrus Pierce Middle School. They're going to require students to place their phones and other personal electronics in a secure, magnetically locked bag at the start of each school day, and then they retrieve them after the final bell.
I think that's great. We've talked about that a lot on this show, and I think it makes a lot of sense. I think most teachers that you talk to agree with it. It's a massive distraction for them when they're trying to teach kids. And so, I mean, the argument is always what happens if there's an emergency or whatever.
But so, this one, I would assume, so they still have their phone on them. It's just in this magnetically closed bag.
Yeah.
If something were scary to happen in the school, the teacher can unlock everybody's bag and you've got your phone.
Huh, okay. So, all right.
An irrational fear in the news. Neighbors at the Concord condominiums in Brookline are fed up with one unit in the building that has trash piled up all around it and approximately 100,000 bed bugs inside.
Gross.
100,000?
I just ate a breakfast sandwich. What are you doing?
Can you see bed bugs?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Oh yeah. Okay. You always, every time you go into a hotel, you look at the corners.
Oh, okay.
But what are they? I didn't know you could. I always just saw them when we lived off campus in Brighton. They had the red X through the mattresses, don't use this. Somebody just threw this out. It has bed bugs.
You can usually see.
Gross.
But yeah, so the town's health department said an elderly woman with mental health and hoarding issues owns and lives in the unit. Here's Richard Rubin, who lives on the fourth floor at the condominium on NBC Boston.
This thing has been going on now for 2 months. Two people moved out because of this. Two across the hall. They had leases, and they moved out. One of them because their five-year-old got bitten. They wanted to stay long term, but they couldn't do it. They wanted to do it. They want to expose the kids to it.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, no, thank you.
And that's Ken lives in Brookline, and there were many of his neighbors that were outraged that he kept his groceries in the foyer because of COVID.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Marley Peterson, she's a musician in Boston, and she's desperate to find her oboe after it was stolen from her apartment building's lobby in Alston. If you are watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see the security footage of this thief that came in, got away with the oboe, some Lego sets, and house decor. It was all caught on video, and now police are asking for help from the public to try to identify this crook. Here's Marley Peterson on BZ.
Or maybe not, Jackson.
I'm sorry, I didn't have that cut.
Oh. Okay.
We know that.
Okay. That's fine. We can move. Why don't we move on?
Oh, here, I got it. I'm sorry. I thought it was five.
I have been packing up my apartment because in a few months I will be moving out of here. I wrote in huge letters on a note, moving in progress, please do not take. Opens the case and examines it so he knows it's an instrument. And then I asked my manager to get videos from both lobbies for the whole day to see if this guy comes in and out. So I've been doing my own little detective work.
It's a weird thing to steal somebody's oboe. Are they high value on the black market or something like that? Or is
they are very high value.
Yes.
How high value?
A couple thousand dollars.
Really?
Oh, wow.
How do you know that?
Really? Because I went to a music school, and I knew a couple of people who played the oboe.
Oh, you did? What music school?
Boston Arts Academy.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. What was your instrument of choice?
The bass guitar.
Oh.
And the big bass. I played the big stand-up bass one time at Symphony Hall.
Oh, Jackson.
At Symphony Hall?
Yes.
What, did you break in? Or
it was some kind of performance from the...
Oh. What was the bass line? What particular bass line did you
It was Ein kleiner Nachtmusik by Mozart.
Oh, nice.
Jackson's really? Lived a million lives.
Yes, he has.
It's really fascinating.
He's not wrong, by the way. I looked up oboes, and there's some on here for $3,000, $4,000, $10,000.
Really?
Yeah. You got to spend a lot to get a good oboe.
Yeah, well, just as long as you're not playing the French horn.
Hopefully she gets it back.
Yes. Yeah. We have an airline incident of the day.
Flight 209, you are clear to take off.
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
Of the day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
On the Greg Hill Show.
An overweight UK traveler was hauled off of a flight in Thailand. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see this all go down.
How fat do you think it has to be for them to note overweight?
And not big boned? Yeah. So this guy got on the flight, had a window seat, and then said he did not have enough room. They were taking off from Bangkok. He said to the flight attendants, my window seat does not have enough room for me. I would like to be moved into an emergency exit seat. The flight attendant said no. So then he caused a scene. Flight attendants then had to call authorities, and they had to carry him off. It got so bad at one point, he decided to lay down in the aisle, and that's when other passengers got upset, were yelling at him, you know, get up. The whole debacle landed the flight an hour delay.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he inconvenienced everybody else.
Yeah.
And he's like, so he's basically saying, I'm fat, I want to move to this seat, you need to acquiesce to what I want.
Correct.
How about just buy the seat ahead of time?
People who travel, like, people, like, ignore all common decency as soon as they get to an airport.
Yeah.
Like, there's zero respect for anybody else.
I have a fix for this. You know how before you board the plane in the area right in front of the gate, they have those size things where you put your bag?
Yeah.
That's not exactly.
And if it's that size, it can go in a carry-on?
That's not a good idea.
Do that with people.
You're going to say there's a scale?
Of course. No, not scale. It's your waist.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like if you can't
like the seatbelt.
Why is it okay for your suitcase, but not okay for the person who's going to be... The suitcase doesn't care if it's crowded.
Yeah. Well, there are people who demand that they be given two seats.
Yeah.
At the expense of the airline, which doesn't seem fair to me either.
But if we were ignoring how people feel, wouldn't that be logical?
Yeah.
That you would say, if you're this size, you can have your bag, and if you're this size, you can have a seat.
Yeah.
And I'm so fat, blah, 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 blah.
Courtney, great job on the news.
Hey,
can we hear it for Courtney,
well done, Courtney.
Thank you so much.
Great job.
Great job.
You're too kind.
Excellent. We are in Gloucester, and it is Roadshow number 7. Next week, we're on Lake Winnipesaukee, so Wednesday night, we will be at the Nassau right there on the lake, and Thursday morning at the Dive. Ken tells me that those of you who won VIP access to the Dive next week have been informed of that. The rest of you will have to arrive by boat. And so I cannot wait to see what it's like next week.
Just walk me through. So the Dive is on a sandbar.
Yes.
In the water. So yes. People could theoretically be...
Smalls Cove is where we are.
Okay. But people could theoretically watch the show waist deep at the sandbar the entire time.
They actually have bar seats outside of the Dive that are in the water.
That's so
very cool.
Yes. So, and I think everybody, I'm assuming that everybody can, whether it's Spotify or the Odyssey app or whatever, you can throw the show on the sound system on the boat in the water bright and early on Lake Winnipesaukee next week. So,
Big Jack, are you bringing the fiance for this show?
That is yet to be determined. The question has gone to the higher ups, and we're waiting for an answer.
I see. Who's
higher up?
Ken or your fiance?
Yeah, no, Ken. I'm waiting for an answer from Ken.
Well, you have a room. Yeah. I mean, what, you don't need Ken's permission to bring your fiance.
Okay, well.
It's kind of like an Aaron Rodgers situation. Like, what? Do you actually have a fiance?
Well, that I do, yes. Well, he said that there's not an option, but there's two rooms that are being decided, and one is not. One's a hotel, one's a house.
Oh.
So I guess it depends on that, is what he said. I don't want to impede on anybody.
Well, that's very nice.
This is your first roadshow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, yeah, okay. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They're home to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Lenny DiNardo and Mike Monaco have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Big series this weekend, Curtis. I mean, they're all, as you said, going forward here. They all are, but gain a little traction in the East and get yourselves. I mean, The really bothersome thing about this Red Sox season is that they are still in the wild card hunt. And I'm guessing the way the division is, they will remain that way for a while. So
it's just the way that they've created the playoffs. I mean, now there's three more teams than there was 5 years ago, so everybody's kind of, it's like the NHL. It's harder to miss the playoffs than make the playoffs.
So you can't quite give up on them.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It feels like John Henry has.
Yeah. I don't know. If you bring up the current situation with Alex Cora and Craig Breslow and whether the two of them are able to find a way to be good thought partners going forward.
Yeah.
And I think that the way in which this season goes will have a great deal to say about that, because if they can make the playoffs, I think Alex Cora is safe.
When I come back from my brief vacation, the 21st of July, are we exclusively Patriots, or are the Red Sox making moves before the deadline?
I think they'll make moves before the deadline.
I hope you're right, Greg.
I really do.
All right.
Me too. If anybody has their breakfast out there, a seagull is eating it. So yeah, I just want to let anybody know.
Oh, I got distracted. Oh.
Yeah, that's going on.
Oh, nature.
Right out of the bowl, too.
Yes, yeah.
At least he's using a bowl.
Yes. Good manners.
Are seagulls allowed to land on the pole?
Probably not.
They just shoot them out of the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. No, it's Dr. Diana's breakfast.
Well.
Dr. Diana's here.
There go the egg whites.
Please don't eat that.
Oh, there's Dr. Diana. You know, she's here just in case I have an emergency.
Well, you've already had one. Looking at your pants.
The second round of the NBA draft took place, and the Celtics traded back their 32nd pick after reportedly missing out on Rashear Fleming, who went 31 to the Phoenix Suns. The Celtics drafted Kentucky center Amari Williams at number 46 and VCU guard Max Schulga at number 57. In the NFL, former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the 2025 regular season after the NFL found that he violated its personal conduct policy. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today and try their famous colossal lobster rolls. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche. Served hot buttered or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines. That is what's trending. We'll be right back.
That is Craig Breslow on this show yesterday. Red Sox holding on, at least Craig Breslow holding on to the hope that this is a wild card team. And, Curtis, your lead this morning was that some, or many, got very excited yesterday when Craig Breslow said that they wanted to improve the team and took that as a buy sign, like they say in real estate, but that it may not be a buy sign.
Yeah.
It may not. It was intricate wording or use of the English language by Craig Breslow yesterday.
That was Yale in the answer. No, I'm always fascinated by what gets aggregated out of those interviews. I'm like, was it Greg's question or mine?
Yes.
Yesterday I saw that and I was like, I had the complete opposite reaction. If somebody says, are you going to buy? And you say, yeah, we're interested. That's not a yes.
Yeah.
And if you say, I'm going to improve the team in 2025, well, there's a million ways that theoretically you could improve a team that doesn't involve adding payroll.
So to use the analogy, if somebody says, you're going to buy this house and you say, we're going to improve our living condition.
Right, exactly.
That would be the answer.
And that would be the semantical way you would get out of being in on something.
I took it as that they were buyers because, and I'm combining that with Craig Breslow in the past saying that they are planning on using that money that they're saving from Raffy.
But to be fair, we saw your Amazon delivery and you're almost always.
You're always a buyer.
Yes, I am always a buyer. But when it comes to what he said yesterday, to say that you're going to improve the team in 2025, you're not talking about the future or things that we heard from Chaim Bloom for so long. So to me, the only way to improve this team in 2025 is to be a buyer.
I was with you, Courtney, but I think Curtis made a good point, because in Breslow's mind, trading Devers made them a better team. They didn't acquire any talent. They
didn't
actually get any better.
Well, he said
but in their mind, they think they have a better team.
He said last week, am I correct about that, with Devers, that he thinks they win more games without him than they would have won with him?
It was some turn of a phrase. I don't know if he said it. It may not make us... He might have said it may not be better, but we may somehow win more games and have the flexibility to win more games. Yeah. So that's sort of both sides, which is what this ownership group is great at. But this is why Cora is so essential to this organization, because you can't have people sounding like this relating to your fan base. Like, if you're – it's a beautiful day today. It's not going to be nearly as hot. If you have the opportunity to drive to Gloucester, park – I don't know how much it is to park, $30 to $50 to park and go to a fair – $5.
It's not Boston, Curtis.
Use the Odyssey lot. It's Ken's paying.
I'm also, kidding. you parking anywhere in Gloucester, probably not going to happen.
Okay. I've been here since 85. Yeah. I have sunglasses on even though it's inside. I'm scary. Yeah, so I just feel like there is zero desire that I would have to buy tickets and go support a product where they are so clearly, constantly planning for the future and not actually investing. I thought the Bregman deal meant things changed. I was wrong. I thought that they were going to actually invest in this club and to, you know, do whatever they could to get over the top. And that was the easiest way for Breslow to say 100%, we are going to do everything in our power to reallocate the resources we traded away before the deadline. Boom. And he said, we're going to do what we can to improve the team.
Yeah. Probably not going to happen.
Oh, man. Ironically, that's something you heard a lot in high school.
Jeez.
God.
It was interesting the way he answered the Bregman question. I'm aware that Craig Breslow is not going to reveal the intricate details of their negotiations, but he said he will engage with Scott Boras when the time is right or whatever. But I mean, the timing on Scott Boras saying publicly that Alex Bregman would like a long-term deal, and the fact that the salary cap is looming is not lost on me.
Boras is brilliant. He knows that the fan base is going to be, because a lot of us, it sort of was like, I didn't know that Ken knew that it was a fait accompli that Bregman was opting out. I thought when Bregman got hurt, it was a good sign that he would not be opting out, because why would you opt out when you got hurt? Your value wouldn't be the same. But clearly, Boras thinks that it would be. And so now, not only do you trade Devers, you get worse. The guy that caused the disruption isn't even in Worcester. He's not even being back until after the trade deadline. So the only way the organization could actually do something that would show an investment would be to get ahead of the offseason and extend Bregman now.
Yeah. Would you accept that when it comes to your issue with the money they're saving on Devers and your belief that it's all salary dump, the Devers deal? And
no, that wouldn't do it, because it was already $40 million. Like, okay, they're just going to be adding years at the end.
Yeah. Okay, so even if they're adding years to that and you got him for 4 years, I mean, no. He probably wants so he's got this year and the opt-in, and he probably wants another four on top of that or whatever.
I think he has 2 years at $40 million if he doesn't opt out left. Yeah. So that's if he's got $80 million on the table, he probably wants to double that and get, you know.
But they want to get that done now because of the potential salary cap.
Right, and they want to get it done now because what's if he comes back and he's got more – if he gets injured again or he doesn't play well.
Or if he just doesn't like it here.
Right.
But he's 31. How many years would you give him?
Probably if it's 2 years and 80 currently, I would extend it. I would try to do 4 years, 320. So you got 2 years, 160, and then add 2 years to it.
Yeah.
Or 35.
80. Yeah. Sorry. That's Greg's deal.
Yeah.
$80 million. So it'd be 4 years, 160 is what I would do.
Yeah. All right. And does he have to work in important games or is he like Wiggy where he doesn't have to show up for a road trip?
Shots fired.
Ooh, you're going to have to answer for that
one
on Monday.
Don't you wish Wiggy was here this morning? Like, yes.
Everybody loves him.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated at the lack of ability we have to actually talk about it.
I just feel like we're not as close as I thought we were. He could just look at me and lie to my face over and over.
Can I be honest? I'm kind of happy because I got some cum.
It worked out for you.
All right.
Oh, look at that chime.
Yeah, so I was wrong about that.
Well, there is a guy who earlier offered Chime his spot on the greasy pole.
Yeah, what's going on?
He had to take off, but he is walking for a friend of his who passed away. But he said he's 57 years old, and he's already broken ribs in the past and all those. So he was willing to give, if Tom would approve it, he was willing to give Chime his spot on.
Did Tom approve it?
Probably not going to happen.
How do we get the approval?
Why did he leave? That was the whole. I was so excited.
I know. Probably not going to happen. Probably not.
Why can't he give it to Shime?
I know.
What in the world is going on? Is this my fault?
I don't think he liked you very
much. It's
all
your fault.
I don't know. But it's the dumbest thing in the world. The guy that's walking is giving it to Shime.
Well, there's other guys in line, Curtis. You know, they don't want somebody to cut the line.
Right. You can't just willy-nilly throw it out there on the radio in February and think that you're going to be watching.
Has there ever been such a trivial thing that meant so much?
Yeah, but Curtis, they're in charge. You're not.
Yes, that's true.
They are in charge. You're not.
Right. I just figured that if you can get your son into BC, you can get a guy in front of the line of the pole.
That's probably not going to happen.
That's probably not going to happen, Curtis.
Amazing.
All right. If you want to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you would rather text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Curtis brought up the weather, and it is beautiful here. Jackson, we should probably open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window if we could. So Curtis can, or you can just poke his head outside the Window World of Boston door here at the Beauport Hotel and give us the forecast.
Where we are right now in lovely Gloucester at the Beauport Hotel, one of the nicest hotels I've been in Massachusetts.
May win best accommodations, although I'm partial also to the Ocean Cliff in Newport.
Both really nice.
Both beautiful.
Fun fact, Ian Maripol, who left DEI in 2013, which allowed me to come here, got married at the Ocean Cliff.
Really?
Newport. Lovely place.
But this place gives it a run for its money. It's a beautiful hotel.
It really is. Yeah. Did you have the President's Suite?
I did not. Oh. No, just a regular. I always request just a regular.
I did ask what Greg had when I checked in because I knew I was the first one checking. I said, do any of them have ocean views? I'll switch.
Without permission?
Oh, yeah.
Switch?
Well, you guys would have never known.
Ken's room has two safes.
You can have whatever you want.
65 in Gloucester, afternoon high of 68. Back in Boston, 66, afternoon high of 72. And in Providence, 68, afternoon high of 75. Quick question, right outside the window here is the fair.
Yeah.
Great St. Peter's Fair. If you could only have one piece of fair food, like we get off the air, you're hungry.
Yeah.
Did you walk past? Did you see they had like arancini? They had fried dough. They had Italian sausage.
Yeah.
For Tom, it's just sausage.
Yeah.
What would you have?
I would not go fried dough. I'm not a fried dough person.
It's crazy.
So. I would go fried dough. Yep. No questions asked.
You would? Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah. Maybe the arancini. Like
I would go arancini.
But like arancini isn't like considered fair food.
Well,
right?
Where we are, we're right outside.
That's true. It is here. In general, though, it probably isn't. Like, you're thinking more like your chicken tenders, your dogs, your popcorn,
slice of pizza,
slice of pie. Exactly.
Right here, there.
How was that breakfast sandwich?
Oh, dude.
Breakfast sandwich, great. And I want to thank Holy Cow. They brought the ice cream box.
Oh, I can't wait.
We have ice cream coming
up. Do I just have to eat whatever flavor Wiggy wanted?
You can have Wiggy's. Did Wiggy put an ice cream?
No, which is an interesting indicator. I was thinking about that because I was shocked. Greg responded immediately. I responded after Greg. Wiggy silent.
Yeah. See, he knew.
Now
I wonder when he knew.
Well, he just sent us a text with the acrobatic. Hi, Wiggy. You can call in.
He claimed he told Ken about it 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, there's zero chance. Ken is many things, but he would not forget that conversation.
He's very detail-oriented.
He is.
Sometimes, Curtis.
Well, Monday, I think.
Oh, well, not Saturday. That's right.
Yeah, Ken not Saturday. About maybe Ken's having an issue right now. Who knows?
I think Monday we will get an answer either way Monday from Wiggy.
Yeah.
Unless he doesn't want to talk about it.
So. I'm hurt. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Don't be upset.
Can we all agree that whatever Wiggy says, and we will wait till Monday, he would not allow for us the excuse that he's going to offer to us?
Correct.
But you ever get the boo-boo contractions, though?
He'd be all over you guys.
Right.
Yes, he would. But he's missing out on these incredible people here in Gloucester, so it's his loss, I think. All right. We're going to take a break. We are, speaking of acrobatic, we'll get the weekly wrap-up coming up next right after these commercials. And then at 9:20, we are going to play your Hill Notes back. So leave one of those on the Odyssey app. Download it. You can listen to us from anywhere at any time on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY, and we will be right back.
Yeah. 1, 2. Acrobatic. Association with the Boston Sports Apparel Company. Yeah. Let's go. While y'all are chowing on chowder in Gloucester at Beauport Hotel, I'm about to flow sports so well. The Red Sox took five more L's. Things are not looking good. You can run and go tell. Oh, hell, we got swept by the Angels in a series full of strikeouts, blown saves, and strange throws. And it might not be a shock, but Devers' first homer in a Giants uniform was on the Sox. I might not agree with Curtis saying it's a disaster, but if they're going to come back, they got to move faster. Bregman ready for contract negotiation. Let's see something this year, Jack. You know we waiting. The NBA champs of the Thunder, yo, they rocked it. The league kind of botched it because nobody watched it. Tyler Halliburton, man, you can't hate him. He went down with the same injury as Tatum. Here's something that made every man Hooper brag. The number one overall pick is Cooper Flagg. As far as white guys go, he already a legend. He their first number one pick since 77. The C's picked Gonzalez from Real Madrid. Get him on the floor now, PayPal the kid. And man, all these great players getting traded got me feeling like my city is the one that's being raided. Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. Can't believe the C's traded both the two of y'all away. Holiday is the league's best sportsman, but the C's told him happy trails and sent him to Portland. And like him, KP helped us win a banner, but we did him dirty, sent him south to Atlanta. Durant to the Rockets, what a scenario. That man chased rings like he playing Super Mario. I rhyme to ease the soul, not make you queasy like Shime on the greasy pole. Act brings the fire when he rocks sports. Shout out to y'all at my place by the sea in Rockport. Turn it up!
Let's hear it. That's Acrobatic.
So good.
Weekly wrap up, covering everything every week on this show. And we are in Gloucester, and we are at the Beauport Hotel. And we're here because of one guy and one guy only. That's Mike Milbury, who a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, said, why don't you do a road show and we'll go to my sister's restaurant in Rockport. And we finally made it. We were there last night at My Place by the Sea. Mike Milbury is going to join us, and we'll talk little Bruins and new coach and the draft with Mike Milbury coming up in just about 10 minutes here in Gloucester. And then
and we trademarking will... that the tenderloin on a stick recipe.
Yes, which you really, really enjoyed last night.
I can't stop thinking about it.
It was very good. And I want to say a quick hello to Sherry, who is here from Discover. Sherry is the owner of the hotel. Can we have a round of applause for Sherry?
Great hotel.
And Amanda.
Thank you, everybody.
And Amanda's here from Discover Gloucester.
Yes.
And so this is a big weekend up here.
It is a huge weekend. This is one of Gloucester's most iconic celebrations, St. Peter's Fiesta. We are so delighted to have you here during this time, but... just so you know, if you're visiting Gloucester, this is just the kickoff to an incredible summer. We have so much going on. Next week, we have our Culture Splash. It's a unique celebration of our two arts and culture districts.
Awesome.
It's free, open to the public. You can jump on the water shuttle and ride right across the harbor. Live music, pop-up galleries, art, lots and lots of fun things to do.
How many people will be on this beach tomorrow watching the greasy coal?
5,000.
5,000.
The beach is packed.
5,000 people.
You can't see the sand.
No.
Yeah, you can't see the sand.
It's just packed.
And a great, beautiful hotel.
Thank you.
The best.
I love this hotel. I really do. It took 6 years to permit, but it's well worth it.
How well behaved or not well behaved were the listeners who came with us?
Great. Great.
No problems?
No problems.
All right. Great job.
I love you guys. Very much. They're fantastic.
All right.
It is still early, so just beware.
Yeah. It might be a good time.
Have a drink.
Right.
They have.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, Sherry, I got you here. My son couldn't make it last night. Can we extend one more night for free?
Yes.
Yes. You got that?
Wait a minute. Father's here. His father's rich. Don't let him get away with a freebie.
I have to see him. I have a room.
It's okay. I'll sleep outside.
Couch is fine for him. Yeah. That's fine. We thank both of you guys, and the weather is beautiful today.
Beautiful.
Weekend's going to be great. So Discover Gloucester. Get up here. Check it out, not only for this festival weekend, but throughout the entire summer.
So much to do all summer.
One rec.
if you were going to recommend, well, you probably don't want to. I was going to say recommend a couple restaurants here in Gloucester.
Oh, restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tricky.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it.
We have so many great options. Seaport Grill, 1606.
Yes.
We have Tono, which is right here, yeah. right at the start of St. Peter's Fiesta. Yeah. Yes, of course, 1606, yeah. Always yeah. a favorite. Okay. We have some wonderful swag bags for everybody. These were put together
except
by
Wiggy.
Our Discover Gloucester. No, I know Wiggy didn't show. No, so
he doesn't get his bag.
Shime's going to make out for this one.
Yeah, Shime can have one.
Oh, this
bag.
Is so nice. Oh, thank you.
All right, guys. Well, Gloucester has been incredible, so thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I think if you'll have us back next year, we'll come back next year. We'd love to come back.
Wait a minute. The community welcomes you.
Yes.
We are thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, absolutely. I'm so happy to have you here. I just love it.
Yeah,
and
we do.
Thank you.
The only thing is that guy Tom won't let us get on the greasy pole. That's the only problem.
I'll get you on the greasy
We're going to make
pole.
Oh,
yeah.
Here I will.
Go.
You want to go? You want to go on the greasy pole?
Yeah, Shime wants to go.
I'm going to make a call.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
hey, are you hooked up?
We're going to get you on the greasy pole.
Yeah. Are you going to go above Tom's head?
Yes, I am.
Wow. I love it.
I love it.
I am.
I
love it.
I think I have connections at St. Peter's.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Viva St. Peter.
Yeah.
Viva. Viva. Come
all right.
on. Yeah.
All right. Sherry and Amanda, thanks, yeah. guys. Thank you very much.
Thank
all right.
You.
See? Another reason to come to Gloucester.
I love it.
Don't worry. Yep. You want to go on the pole? You can go on the pole.
Yeah.
And that's what I say is good luck with that.
I love
that's
it.
That's how you get it done.
Hey, I love it here.
That's how you get it done.
I think, Ken, we might have found a couple answers. Sherry could help us out on the radio.
Yes.
All right. We're going to we have in addition to Mike Milbury, we're going to squeeze in one more Roadshow-wise truth or fraudulent. We'll do that coming up in a little bit. This is Bob from Warwick, Rhode Island. Hey, Bob. What's up?
Hi, Greg. How many games are the Red Sox going to lose to the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend?
Oh, God.
Bob, I am somewhat optimistic.
I think it's funny, too, because I hate the Red Sox.
Bob, thank you. Oh, we heard from Bob yesterday. Bob, thank you.
Yep.
Bob does not like the Red Sox.
Nope.
No, he doesn't.
Bob is
speaking of drinking early.
I mean, you got to win this series.
Yes.
You just got to win the series. Like, enough. I mean,
weird thing to do.
What?
Call the radio station with consecutive days.
He's very upset. He hates the Red Sox.
Yeah. Same take.
Odd thing to listen to if you hate the Red Sox. But anyway, God bless America. I have to say, Greg, you keep talking about it. It may get ugly if they don't have a good weekend at Fenway Park. I think people are just like.
Well, if they get swept.
If they get swept, Cora's fired.
Oh. Prediction?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Ken's hired to replace.
Ooh. That'd be a great hire.
I agree.
I mean, it's going to be.
What have they lost? Five straight?
Yeah.
So they'd be 40-45, losing eight straight games.
And then does Tech get the call up?
I hope so.
Yeah. I just, they're not going to get swept back to back. I don't think they're going to get swept back to back.
Now that we're already way down on this poll, if Veritek is offered the job, knowing the current construct, do you think he takes it? I don't know if I would.
Why? Because of his.
Because of Breslow.
Out of Breslow.
Like you.
I thought you were going to say because of loyalty to Alex Cora.
Oh, no. I don't think that.
But if Breslow's saying, we want you, then that's a Breslow hire no matter what, even if he was already in the system.
Right. But like if you see how Breslow's operating as the guy in charge.
I think it would be very hard for him to turn down that job.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. All right. We are in Gloucester, Massachusetts, America's oldest seaport. Bar is open at the luxurious Beauport Hotel. We are going to take a quick break, and we will come back and talk hockey and talk Bruins with Mike Milbury on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.